This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, DuPont Pioneer is making its way into the restaurant business. The company's Plenish hyaluronic soybeans are being used in a seed-specific oil that's sold by Performance Food Service. Mike Seidel, Director of Category Management for the business, says the oil makes frying foods healthier, and they know exactly who's growing the soybeans.
Well, we're a nationwide food service distributor, and we sell to a lot of national chains like Cracker Barrel and Red Lobster, and then small independent restaurants all across the country. So we visited the DuPont Pioneer Innovation Center near Des Moines, Iowa, last September, and to look at, A, what they do for the farming and agricultural community, but more importantly, to look at a new seed-specific oil using the Plenish hyaluronic soybean. So we talked about all the advantages and benefits that has, not only for the culinarians and the chefs, but also for the consumers who are, you know, eating fried foods. And the Plenish soybean oil is a healthier aspect to frying. So anyway, kind of moving forward, we needed to make some changes to some of our formulas because of a PHO, partially hydrogenated oil ban that's coming up next summer, and we move forward to market Plenish. So we have a brand called Brilliance, which is a restaurant brand. And Brilliance portfolio has six or seven, eight different oils in it. We, you know, have some canola oils and corn oils, et cetera. So we put this into as kind of the leading horse in our Brilliance brand portfolio, and we launched it in May. We're really happy. Chefs across the country are really enjoying using this product for its kind of neutral taste, so it brings out all the flavors in what you're cooking, and again for the health benefits that it provides. Since then, we've sold like 2 million pounds since May. It's been hugely successful, and we're looking at growing more sales and producing more products with the Plenish hyaluronic soybean.
Well, this is awesome, and as I already said, it's exciting to be visiting with you about this. It's a win for your business, it's a win for restaurants, and a win for Pioneer, because the conversations lately, people want to know where their food comes from. And now using this oil, you know what soybeans it's coming from, you can say, hey, we know the farmers that are growing this.
Well, that's a really good important point, because this is seed-specific. We're the first distributor to have a seed-specific oil in the marketplace. We call out on all of our packaging, our advertising and point of sale, that's made from soybeans that are farm-raised in the USA. The local farmers definitely our friend. It's very important. They grow the ingredients that we end up selling to restaurants across the country. We have a beef line called Braveheart, and we have a pork line called Allegiance, and they all have DNA traced back. So this is almost the same type of element, right, that we can trace back to the specific farm and farmers that are growing Plenish. We went last week and outside of Richmond, Virginia, and visited a Plenish farmer. We did a little photo shoot out there with our driver, and you know, the beans look great. The farmer was very excited to grow this product. It performs really well for them, and it's just really exciting.
So where is Performance Food Service based out of?
So our corporate office is Richmond, Virginia. We have 76 locations across the country. We have 14,000 associates, 150,000 customers, and over 150,000 products that we sell. So we have, you know, like I said, these 76 locations all across the country. Rock Island, Illinois, outside of Chicago, Illinois. We also have, you know, Minnesota and Mississippi and a bunch in Tennessee and Florida, just, you know, coast to coast.
So it sounds like knowing where your products are coming from is important to your business. You mentioned the pork line, the beef line, now with the soybean oil. Sounds like that's a priority for you.
Well, it is a priority. I mean, we sell everything from, you know, from shrimp to beef to chemicals to, you know, paper towels, anything that a restaurant needs. And it is important. I mean, we try to call out the fact that, you know, many of our frozen vegetables or canned vegetables that we sell are produced here in the United States or farm-raised in the United States. We started that campaign actually several years ago with catfish out of Mississippi and Alabama, that it's farm-raised catfish from Mississippi and Alabama, and actually to bring recognition that there's other products that are being imported that are, you know, very similar, but we wanted to call out again that, you know, if you're a restaurateur and you're buying these farm-raised products, you are supporting really your local customer base as well. And what's kind of cool for us, with all of our distribution centers across the country, there's sales associates that work, you know, in those local towns and villages and cities nearby that distribution center. I know I was a salesman years ago, and I would call on, you know, local restaurants on a weekly basis. I would see them. I would take their order today, and tomorrow that product was shipped in. So, you know, even though we're, again, coast to coast, our salespeople all live locally. They live in the communities that they sell. You know, many of the products are raised or produced in the communities where we have our markets across the country. I mean, later today, after this visit, we're going over to the Stratus plant, the old ADM plant right down the street, and see the product being refined. And it's just, you know, it's really cool being here in the heartland of the country. Crops look great.
Well, Mike, I have really enjoyed our visit today. Any final thoughts that you may have that you would like to mention before we wrap up, or you think we've covered it?
No, I just think overall that, you know, farmers who are growing soybeans, you know, take a look at the Splenish variety. It's a really great product, and take a look at the attributes and know that we're out there promoting it really heavily, you know, marketing it, generating the sales, and we need more people to grow it.
Mike Seidel of Performance Food Service. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.